The roads get bumpy in the oil fields of West Texas, as you can tell, but the land is flat as a pancake. To me, all the rigs and pump jacks stretching out to the horizon, they all look the same. But not to Tommy Taylor. He's drilling manager for the private oil company Fasken Oil and Ranch. For him, each one tells a story.
You know, you just see a pump jack there, but you can't imagine all the work that went into drilling the borehole and all the operations that go into it.
They take a lot of water, too. Like nearly every oil well in Texas these days, these were drilled using hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. It takes millions of gallons of water to frack just one well. And in this parched stretch of desert, where reservoirs sit empty and towns have gone years under mandatory restrictions, fresh water is in very short supply. That's why we're here.
How you doing, sir?
You gonna show us how it works?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Sure, let's do it.
Taylor has taken me to the site of a pilot project where a company called Water Rescue Services treats water that was once thought unusable. They use it to frack. This water is called produced water. It comes out of wells that are being pumped for oil and gas. Water Rescue Services' Brian Schoonover holds up a mason jar of the stuff.
It looks like a bad cup of coffee, doesn't it?
Yeah, it smells too.
Right,
it smells
yeah.
Salty and sulfurous.
Produced water is high in dissolved solids and minerals. Here, it's treated with chemicals to make those solids clump up and sink to the bottom.
It's almost like a snow globe.
It's like a reverse lava lamp.
Yeah.
Then it's pumped into settling tanks, where the sludgy solids are removed. Finally, Taylor says it's ready to use.
But it's still salty. But they're fracking with this water. And the question is, what is the performance of the well after they use this salty water?
At another site, Taylor's company experiments with brackish groundwater. It's less work to treat than produced water, but still too salty to drink. He thinks a year from now, his company will drill mostly with brackish in this oil field. But the technology still has a way to go before it's widely adopted. Each site and water source presents its own different chemistry. So drillers need to reinvent the process with each new well. Taylor says, from a driller's point of view, even when it works, it's not always cost-effective.
It's an exercise in chemistry on one side, and the other side is economics.
Despite those challenges, the rush to harness brackish and produced water is on. Here's Ben Shepherd of the Permian Basin Petroleum Association.
I get at least one call a week from an outfit that claims to have built the best mousetrap. They can clean up your water in a heartbeat, and they can save the day. And you know, you have to sort through all that.
It's not just drillers. In nearby Odessa, where residents have lived under mandatory water restrictions for years, the city wants to tap a brackish aquifer the next county over. It plans to sell that water not just to residents, but to drilling companies. The rush towards brackish water has raised concerns. One bill filed this legislative session would have groundwater districts monitor brackish use more closely, and some worry about future competition over the resource. But in West Texas, there's a growing sense that many drillers will have to turn to this alternative supply if they're going to keep fracking in the desert. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.